Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's safety talk.
Hi, this is Lori Cook from AAA East Central. Here's a few things you should know about hydroplaning. First of all, you have to recognize a water hazard. You know, your vehicle's grip on the road depends upon a small area of contact where the tires actually meet the road surface, called the tire's footprint. The amount of water on the road, your speed, and the condition of your tires all affect footprint traction. When driving in water just 1/12 of an inch deep, each of your tires has to displace 1 gallon of water per second. Adequate full tread allows water to escape from under the tires. Proper inflation also improves traction. Low tire pressure actually allows the tread to squeeze together, and it narrows the tread channels and reduces the tire's ability to wipe away or channel away water. Tires specifically designed for wet weather traction allow even more water to escape, keeping the footprint in contact with the road surface. You need to identify the signs of hydroplaning. First of all, a slight rise of the front of the car and loss of steering indicate you're probably hydroplaning. Slow down. Choose a speed that's consistent with the amount of water on the road. At 30 miles or less, properly inflated tires with good tread will maintain contact. Even a brand new tire will lose some footprint contact at speeds as low as 35 miles an hour, but at 60 miles an hour, water may completely separate the tire from the road and cause hydroplaning. So to reduce the chances of hydroplaning, slow down, avoid hard braking or turning sharply, and drive in the tracks of the vehicle ahead of you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.